Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO online at KFYO.com from 8:30 to 11 weekday mornings. A lot going on this afternoon. Of course, the Obamacare numbers have started to come out, and it's not real pretty for the Obama administration. According to Forbes.com, the Obamacare exchange scorecard, around 100,000 people enrolled in Obamacare, only about 27,000 people enrolled in Obamacare on healthcare.gov. In fact, more people attended the NBA All-Star Game last season at Cowboys Stadium, about 108,000 people, than actually signed up for Obamacare. In fact, there are college football stadiums that hold more people that signed up for Obamacare. Pretty good for the Obama administration, I guess, you know, if you're looking at the silver lining and lying about it like the president does. But so far, 100,000 people have signed up. Of course, this does not mean that they have actually paid anything. Remember, the Obama administration counts people who still have Obamacare and health insurance plans in their shopping carts, not actually paid. The insurance companies out there, they actually count you as an enrollee once you actually start giving them money. They're evil like that. They actually like to make money, whereas the federal government considers you paid up, already enrolled, once you've put something in your shopping cart online. Here locally, or at least statewide, only 3,000 people in the state of Texas decided to sign up for Obamacare. Remember, the magic number for Obamacare, 7 million people need to sign up for Obamacare in order for it to work. So they've got a little ways to go in order for everything to work here. According to Forbes, 4.8 million people in the United States have received notices that their pre-existing plans are illegal and will be canceled. So if you're keeping score at home, 100,000 people looking at Obamacare, 4.8 million Americans now without insurance or soon to be without insurance due to Obamacare. The administration thanks you for playing along. We will talk about this tomorrow on the program. Also get your reaction to this and many other topics that are starting to come out today. Tomorrow on the show, I'll have quite a few guests lined up. Of course, we'll talk a little high school playoff football with Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. He'll join me at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:45, right around 9:45, Attorney General and candidate for Texas Governor Greg Abbott will be my guest to talk about his campaign, and I'm sure he'll have a comment or two about Obamacare and the numbers that we are seeing coming out. And then later on in the show, David Watts, Republican candidate for Texas Land Commissioner, will be my guest. So all those guests, plus your phone calls and much more. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter, of course on Facebook, and you can send me your emails, chat at KFYO.com. The Chad HD Show, weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.